Hey, this is the Mega 64 podcast, and this week's podcast is brought to you by us.
Oh, hey.
Check us out. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/Mega64. It makes all of this possible.
Also support, what's something else on crowdfunding that could use it? Check out, on Kickstarter, I saw they got it like a Wi-Fi spoon.
What's that?
Well, so when you stir, it can go online in the cloud and make sure if you stirred it enough. I think I actually saw that. I'm not joking.
If you leave your spoon in the cereal and it starts getting soggy, it
sends it. Or if you microwave it and you're not supposed to,
it tells you.
Check the cloud.
I noticed that when my microwave was on fire, and then I realized I shouldn't have done that. But
you got to have your microwave on that Alexa switch, though, to turn it off in time if they
when sneak. I start eating ass with a spoon, will it automatically turn on my webcam?
No, it automatically...
It does tell you, though. It color syncs the handle, so it'll turn brown in that case.
Yeah. You know, let me apologize for being so vulgar. I knew a girl in high school, and whenever she got mad at you, she would go, "Eat my ass with a spoon."
Ooh,
whoa. What?
I never heard that before.
I always thought that was so disgusting.
It's kind of like the modern up your nose with a rubber hose.
Yeah.
You know?
Eat my ass.
So
with
it's kind of like, well, if
when she was really mad, it would be eat my ass with a silver spoon. Like, I gotta go to the jewelry store.
Gotta go to the fine china.
Proper utensil.
Tiffany's. Royalty.
What
a bitch.
Fuck.
Theme song. We're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome. This is the number one video game podcast on the internet. You know what? I'm going to promote us right now. I'm going to say greatest podcast of any genre.
I agree.
Wow.
If it relates to internet culture, internet subculture, humor, or serious conversation.
Yeah. If you want a hard-hitting news podcast.
Cover it.
Yeah. It's really, actually, it's that's like the NPR. One thing we're not.
Really? I thought we were...
We don't do hard-hitting news. We do softball news.
We do celebrity deaths. That's about it. Yeah, it's not.
That's the only newsworthy stuff.
It's not that cutting.
Speaking of which, Prince.
Yeah, guys.
Am I just hearing about that? I'm the only one.
You know what? Anything you say to me puts me one step closer to the edge, and I'm about to break.
That's not a Prince song.
He covered it.
That's neither here nor there. Derek Gossa, Rocco Bodie, Sean Chatfield, Frank Howley, special guest. And Garrett Hunter. How is it that Frank bumped you to the end of the couch, Garrett?
Well, I'm always on the end. Yeah. Frank's just riding bitch.
He's not.
Yeah.
He's in the
middle. This is the first podcast ever Garrett has not been next to me, but that's okay. I don't know if we're fighting or not. I thought we were on good terms.
This is the cutie couch. I just keep it.
Honestly, it's so fucking hot today.
The most important guest sits on that side.
That's why I'm always right here.
Yeah, you get bumped down depending on your level of non-importance. So.
Yeah. I'm okay with that because seriously, it's just a heat thing. I don't want to be next to two sweating bodies. Just Frank for today is enough.
Okay. I don't sweat.
Yeah, right.
Sean glows.
I've been working in here with you, Sean, for the last hour.
That's true.
We've been glistening.
Yeah.
Anyways, lots to talk about.
Yeah. I haven't done one of these in like a decade.
You haven't done it for a while.
2007, yeah.
You know, and you know what's funny is when you have a streak of them, like you do a ton of, you know, every week consistently a live podcast, you know, it kind of, it's like, it's Sunday, got to do another podcast. Like, it's just, you know, routine. I always love doing it, but, you know, it's like, it's part of the routine.
Right. Yeah.
Got to make time, do the podcast. But when you haven't done it in a while, it's really like, like, people are, like, going to watch me talk. Like, how lucky am I? Like, people actually want to, like, you know what I mean? Well, they're not very
luckier.
They're not, but I'm lucky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm, like, going to talk, and, like, someone came to listen. Like, that's really, like, I appreciate it. So I'm excited to be here tonight.
All right, well, let's give you a platform then.
All right.
You've been soaking up the off time. You probably thought a lot of stuff. You've probably been thinking, man, if I could only talk to an audience.
Yeah. So many pontifications ready to explode.
All right, cut loose.
All right.
You have them now in the palm of your hand.
It's bottled up for so long.
Let them have it.
School is bullshit.
Okay.
What?
Not just college, public cool. school.
You got them all.
Public school is bullshit? Yeah,
the classroom is the last room to get the truth.
That's what you've been thinking about this whole
so
time?
So where should people go to get the truth? Church?
Staying home, learn how to use guns.
What the fuck?
Jesus. This is a whole new side of you,
What happened
Rocco?
To you in the last month?
He's been touring the Midwest.
You were in Texas for a while.
He's a red stater now.
Wow.
I'm not any... No, I'm my own color. I'm a brown state.
Yeah. Brown state. Cool. Tell us about the brown state.
What? He's talking about poop
Eric. Your finger slipped.
I think you're the racist in this instance.
I wanted to delete that off his computer a long time ago.
So long ago. We had plans.
Now that he's tinted me a certain color... No. Don't. You know, I have to be careful what I say, so I'll leave that there. But you know,
I saw
a lot of cons.
Video. We did a lot of cons. We were at Comic Con recently.
Oh yeah,
I saw a video floating around Comic Con. Let me get your guys' opinion on this.
Okay.
People in blackface at Comic Con.
What? Wait,
really?
There was a video floating around. I saw this year. There was a woman cosplaying as Guinan. Whoopi Goldberg's character from Guinan. Star Trek.
Sure.
But she had painted her face to be black.
Oopsie.
Yeah. And these two women.
How many people said don't leave the house?
Well, here's the thing. These two women were like, you're not allowed to do that. You know, my skin color is not a costume. Right. You should be ashamed. And the woman just kept saying, you're ruining my Comic-Con experience.
heaven forbid.
Me and my husband have been planning our costumes for weeks, and you're ruining our experience. And then her husband walks up, and he's a fucking Klingon, and he's in blackface.
So I get is it racist pulled on me, and Eric has not hit
so
the
he dressed as Worf specific?
No, he was like 60s Klingon.
Okay.
And the women who were African-American were telling him, there are African Klingons, there are Latino Klingons, there's all colors of Klingon. You didn't have to do that. And he just kept, this is what he said. He's like, you know what? I saw Whoopi Goldberg at a Star Trek convention in Las Vegas. And she said, it's okay. And she said, if you don't like it, you're a racist. And that's when the women were like, okay, all right. And they just walked away.
Ooh,
so.
Wow.
Can't argue with the word of Whoopi, I guess.
Podcast question of the week.
How valuable is the word of Whoopi?
How valuable is the word of Whoopi?
Email podcast@mega64.com and cast your vote.
You shouldn't do that. Ooh. Right? Like,
you shouldn't do it.
I think
Whoopi's rocking the boat. I was just going to say, because we did all these cons. One of the ones that I went to specifically was D23, the Disney, the big Disney thing. And she was there. She got the Legends Award. She's a Disney legend now,
for being
officially.
For being the hyena.
She's
for
done all it up. Kinds of shit.
Oh, she was
Disney.
The hyena.
Yeah,
and as soon as it was over, they interviewed her. Like, what do you think? What are your plans? And she was like, oh, well, now that I'm in league with Disney, we got to stop hiding our history. We want Song of the South to come out. And I think we need to, like, she actually said that there.
I saw that.
I think we need
she's like rocking
out?
The boat. That's,
well.
Yeah. So what does that mean? Is she going to blow the bolt open?
I kind of agree, because they have Splash Mountain.
Right.
And they have this whole super popular attraction.
Yeah.
And nobody knows what the fuck it is.
What a weird choice when you want to hide something to make a ride.
Exactly.
That's
so it's like, if you're going to make money off of it, you should put out the movie. And face.
Like, do it or don't. Like, there. Yeah.
Face the skeletons in your closet.
But I think.
They should reboot it.
They should reboot Song of the South. I agree with Eric. 2017 reboot. Time is now.
Yeah, I wonder if they can do it in a way that they can contextually, like, talk about. You know what I mean?
If Criterion, like put it out and put, like, a bunch of boring essays at the front, then, you know, when people watch put the kids to sleep before they
go. Lasseter had to get on all those Miyazaki releases and do dick-sucking speech.
Get out of the way, dude.
Yeah, so, maybe he just does that. They put it out on Blu-ray.
Just getting back to those people at Comic-Con, I made an observation. I watched this video. I thought this was really funny because they were so upset. Like, you've ruined our Comic-Con. You've made us feel bad for the costumes. Leave us alone. I think you should apologize to us. And I just thought, you painted your skin to be extra dark, and now you're being harassed about the color of your skin. Welcome to Mountain Club. Anyways, enough of that.
Bummer for them.
We were at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Without blackface on.
Yeah, just au naturel.
Yeah, no makeup. Yeah. We're men, you know?
What does that mean?
Dude, we don't need makeup.
I like to put on makeups. I was wearing makeup at Comic Con.
I think I get these lipsticks.
Let me tell you something. This is real. Whenever we rarely need makeup for filming, but a lot of times we go places and they put makeup on us.
See, I say,
and when they do that, I never really take it out because I feel like I look better right now. Like my skin is all shiny.
There's one
the wrinkles.
Yeah.
There's one makeup artist that every time we do a show that has like Jeff Keighley involved in it, or back when we do game trailers or anybody in the Viacom family,
yeah,
they use the same makeup artist every time. This woman, I can't remember her name, but she's there every single time. And every time she does my makeup, she goes, "Oh my, I don't even need to. Hold on, I'll just powder you a little." She's like,
what a humble brag.
And I was like,
that to everybody. Skimping out on her job by not putting makeup on. She says to everybody.
So I'm just going to powder you a little bit. Wow, has anyone ever told you that? And I said, you've told me that every time we've done a production with this crew for like 10 years. And you've told me that every time. And I want to say thank you. And she was
like, that's why you keep coming back.
Because when I sit down, she goes, oh, it's going to be a while.
I know, that's why I brought it up.
And her name was Mitt Romney.
It happened.
Shut the fuck up.
Eric, you didn't go to Comic-Con this year.
You missed out.
What happened?
This guy made up an excuse last minute to get out of it.
What a baby.
Because he doesn't like it so much.
Yeah, that's what I did. I honestly had a great Comic-Con. Like, I was thinking about it. I had a great time. Everyone there was super fun. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what? I made my peace with Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I meditated long and hard and got myself into the mindset of what it was going to be. And I tried my hardest to appreciate Comic-Con for what it is.
Yeah.
A big, giant, filthy shit show.
Yeah.
And I was there for the shit show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because coming off of RTX and Anime Expo, which are smaller conventions, more intimate, honestly, more fun. If you go into Comic-Con expecting that experience, you're going to be pissed off.
Right.
But if you go to Comic-Con just thinking this is the biggest spectacle ever, if they weren't doing it here, they'd be doing it somewhere else. So you know what?
Rather it be here.
At least it's in my backyard.
Yeah.
I don't have to fly and get a hotel.
It's sleeping in our own bed.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. It's, we worked out such an equilibrium with it that we know our place in it and we go there and we do our thing. I honestly enjoy doing it now. I didn't used to, but I do.
I don't expect to get in any panels. I don't expect to see anything cool. I don't expect to see celebrities.
Right.
I don't expect to do any interactive stuff. I just want to wade my way through the sea of people and make it to our booth.
And
our booth is fun.
It's a sanctuary.
Yes.
But I will say all that stuff, I feel the same. I do the same thing. I'm like, I don't expect any of that.
Yeah.
But it usually ends up happening. Like by not participating, it's almost like things just happen. Cause like I get to our booth early
and then it's
like when it's real early, it's like, oh, Samuel L. Jackson. Like, yeah. Okay. Or, you know, someone, hey, do you want to get into this, the big Star Wars panel? I'll get you in. Okay, great.
Because the flip
side things
of that,
happen if when they fall in your lap, it's fun.
The flip side of that is, yo, I am going to the Game of Thrones panel.
Yeah.
Try and stop me.
Ugh.
And you camp out for 30 hours.
Yeah.
I heard people waited in line for Hollies for over 30 hours.
Yeah.
And then didn't get in.
Yeah. Because not to the fault of the management.
No.
They have a wristband system and it works great. They believe the wristbands were counterfeited.
Right.
And all kinds of things failed.
But you know what they did? Yeah. Because usually Comic-Con's like, oh, fucking sorry, and that's it. But they gave everyone who waited, like, badges for next year, 4-day badges, which is like, that just kind of goes in line with this year. I was like, it wasn't that bad. Like, yeah, you did that, but you got compensated at least.
Regardless of anything, in all honesty, the management of Comic-Con has always been pretty good.
Totally.
It's usually people that go to it that cause the fucking problems.
Yes. But
the management, they're pretty
The guys
pretty...
who run the whole show floor, like, love us. They're like friends with us. And it's like, yeah, they're fucking sweet. So,
and I actually got some cool comics this year.
Did you?
I did. But I noticed something about Comic-Con. And anybody who's been to Comic-Con, maybe you've noticed this too. If you're into comics, if you're looking for a comic, you'll go to a seller and you ask them if they have something. If they have it, they are your best fucking friend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, buddy. We got that right over there on that shelf. And we got these related topics, related graphic novels you might like. Check them all out. Oh, I got you covered. If they don't have it, it's like your dog excrement to them.
They laugh at you.
No, we don't have that. Nobody has that. And it's like, it's comic convention is the whole point.
I'm here to ask these questions from the expert.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick.
They're dicks. If they have it, they love you. If they don't have it, they hate you.
It's like the I've been like treatment.
Because they saw dollar signs and they saw dollar signs go away.
Now you're of no value.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
I went to this stand. I was looking for Swamp Thing by Alan Moore. Yeah. I was looking for Daredevil by Frank Miller. I got both of them. And I was looking for this independent comic called Pim and Francie by this guy named Al Columbia.
You're looking for that?
Yeah. And the guy was like, yeah, I got Frank Miller's Daredevil. That's the best Daredevil comic ever written. Oh, do you have, I think it's called Pim and Francie by Al Columbia. Nah, I ain't got that. Maybe in my store back at home. Maybe, but not here.
In a box under a toilet.
And it was like, oh, okay. But I did track down Pim and Francie.
Yeah,
showed
you got
it to Garrett. Yeah,
it was really cool.
This comic was recommended. I looked up comics you should get, and people were saying, I feel bad recommending this comic to people because it's almost like having a curse. It's almost like the box from Hellraiser. Because it legitimately gives me nightmares. Whoa. And it's just a frightening book. And I was like, for a second I got scared. I was like, do I want to buy this?
It's like bringing a Ouija board into your house.
It couldn't be a lamer name.
But it's really cool. So you know what? They oversold it. But maybe I'm just into fucked up shit. I don't know. But it's almost a throwback to like the Max Fleischer style cartoons.
Oh, cool. Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
But it's all like... Yeah, murder.
Like
and,
Night Stalker-ish.
Yeah, murder, stalkers, stabbings, bloody stuff, killing.
Yeah.
Killing little kittens.
Nice.
Dismembering like Bambi with razors.
Nice.
It kind of is like Hellraiser meets Max Fleischer, which was, it was really cool. Those were the cool comics
I
got.
When I saw Hellraiser, I thought it should have been a Max Fleischer. I was like, redo this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had a good Comic-Con. I got some cool comics.
Yeah, I got all... not missing one. Mm-mm. All the exclusives I wanted.
Oh, really?
Because nice. I think they made a crackdown again. So if you haven't been to San Diego Comic-Con, it's such a big ass cluster of people that a lot of the exclusives are like, you can't just sell them on the show floor. You have to, all right, you got to wake up at five in the morning, go down by the docks, wait for a wristband. That wristband will allow you into the sales pavilion at 6 a.m.
It's like some there, Indiana Jones.
There, thing. You're given a ticket, and that ticket will say when you can come back later in the day to the show floor to get your...
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Where you must answer the spider's riddle.
Yeah, and you must kneel like the penitent man. It's, you know, like, yeah. Like it is all...
For a Transformer.
Stuff. Yeah, and it's ridiculous. I think they cracked down on that this year because... Comic-Con took the pavilion where they normally do that.
Yeah.
Was all registration now. And so I think they made a lot of people like, hey, you know, we've got to figure out within the show
floor. Sell your shit on the floor.
So, man, I thought when they announced this gold 24-carat fucking beautiful...
24-carat...
Zio Gold Ranger communicator.
Wow, fucking beautiful.
I thought, when am I waking up for that? I guess I'm staying up all night and waiting for that. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. I never do that. But how else am I going to get this? I am paying eBay prices. What am I going to do? And then I walked on the show floor, and sure enough, it said at their booth, yeah, from as soon as it opens until 10 a.m., come get a time to go pick up your... And I was like, I'm here right now. And then they're like, no, you can't. You can't go in. The hall hasn't opened. They can't. So I just paced around like a moron. I walked around a recycling bin just over and over. Just like, where do I recycle? I just don't know where to recycle.
Yeah, when the security yells at you to, like,
they tell you not to line
there.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, no standing. You can't stand there. I get that a lot at, like, cons. And I'll just... infuriate them by walking in a circle.
I'll walk in a circle and I'll go, where do I recycle? I just don't know.
What did I say?
Like,
no walking?
The guy...
They can't yell at me.
I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. You gotta keep going.
Yeah.
It was kind of...
So anyway, I just do that until they go, the hall is now open. Okay, and then I charge to the front and I'm like, hey, I'm here. And I got it. So I got all the exclusives.
Nice.
I think...
Beautiful.
I wasn't even there and I know you got it because you were doing this... In every picture where
I was posing with it?
Yeah, showing
me. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Eric.
You kept making noise.
I know you weren't there, so you missed out tonight. But he did tell the same story about how it does not play the Go-Go Power Rangers song. It plays the Zio Power Rangers song.
It's the Zio
and then he
theme.
Played it for, I think, every single person who came to the booth.
Yeah.
So, and at the panel.
And the panel. At the panel.
Well, yeah.
It kept making noise during the panel as
it
was shutting off.
It's like, yeah, you haven't heard this. Like, I've heard it like 10,000 times, but I get it.
Because Zio gets no love, and now,
yeah,
finally,
gets no love.
Finally, yeah. It's always Mighty Morphin
you know,
this
I agree.
And that.
I agree. Yeah. No love for Zio.
Right?
So that's...
Hey, I got teeth pulled, and it sounds way better than whatever that
is. No way. No way.
Rocco had an Apple Watch on one wrist, had the solid gold communicator on the other.
I'll wear it next week.
Just dude. Baller. He was the definition of baller.
All right, hey, Sophie's Choice. You have to lose one of those watches at Comic-Con.
I can already answer. He can replace the Apple Watch easily. Yeah. Easily.
And getting another gold communicator.
Oh, okay.
That's too easy.
Damn. All your data, all your...
Fuck the data, dude.
Biometrics.
It plays the Zio theme song.
And not only that, they customize the sound effects so Zordon goes, Jason, they're having a lot of trouble fighting Midas Hound.
Yeah.
Which is very Zio specific.
That's customized, Sean?
That's custom. And
I'm sorry, Gary, that was from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
Yeah. No. No, I know that's from Zio.
I know you
Midas Hound is only.
Out on
he was
this
a gold
$100
dog.
Watch, fake watch. But no, they did not. They
just,
they
might have sound, it was a dog.
Cents to put in.
Eric, it was a dog that could turn everything into gold.
Hey, Rocco, based on the name, I got that.
Well, you haven't seen the episode.
A dog that could turn stuff into gold.
He had the touch.
I feel like, see, if I was writing Power Rangers, the government would want to capture that dog to solve the economy crisis. Yeah. So you'd have every agency in the world chasing that dog around. The Power Rangers are the least of that dog's problems.
I see Jordan Jones in the chat asked, does it tell time? You fucking stupid. No.
It doesn't tell time.
Every person
why would it
asked
do
me that?
That
at the booth, though.
Because, well, duh. It morphs you, right? Does it morph you? I'm with you, Jordan. Me and you on the same page of what the fuck
you know
is
what?
It
should tell time.
It plays the Zio theme song,
it's
Jordan.
Communicator.
That's what it does.
It should tell time because if you're wearing that, you're obviously an important man, very busy.
Stuff to do.
A lot of appointments.
You're beyond time. You're beyond time.
Lot of appointments to take care of.
Let me just,
you know,
I wanted
it's important.
Let me just explain to Sean. It's not a watch. One. It's a communication device.
Does it sync up with other people? Can you actually communicate with it?
No.
Oh, so it's like costume jewelry.
Derek,
it's costume jewelry.
Derek, it plays the fucking Zio theme song.
A race costume. It's 24 karat gold. It's just jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
No, but it is costume jewelry. Well, I guess it's jewelry. It's jewelry that plays a children's TV show theme song.
That's fucking cool.
It's electronic jewelry.
That's fucking cool. I wish I could get a gold chain that played like the Sesame Street theme song.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be a new trend in fashion. Legitimately. I think you're onto something. This guy, fashionable.
I really miss the podcast, you know. Really.
You miss all the compliments?
And I will miss the next one. Anyway.
Anything else from Comic-Con?
I got it all.
No. Good time.
No?
Yeah. It was easy. Nice and easy.
Yeah. Super fun. I just wish, I honestly, my only regret is a lot of our fans cannot get in.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, when we go, it's like, man, none of our hardcore fans are able to get tickets. Like, I shouldn't say none. We had a lot of great fans there. Sure. And you know who you are, so you're there. But I just wish more could get in.
But back in the old days, that was like the meetup. Everyone got Comic-Con tickets.
All our fans could get in. Yeah.
And that is definitely not the case anymore.
It's really hard. I know a lot of fans of ours that were there but outside the con because they didn't have tickets to get in. Yeah. But there's enough going on outside. You got shit to do.
From what I understand, the Comic-Con ticket itself is not that expensive. I was talking to people and it was like $45 to $65 per day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was the hotel rooms and the parking.
Everything.
Parking
and
is like $100.
Coming from out of town, if you're coming from out of town. Yeah, parking was more than $100. It was $40 a day for 5 days.
Yeah. So, well, there's some lots that were
$100 for one day.
There was a lot that I passed that was $80.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I found a new solution to that.
Everybody in San Diego, I love San Diego, but they're gaming the system.
Oh, yeah.
Shame on you.
We live here. We're totally gaming it. I put my car in overnight airport parking.
And
just left it down there and took Ubers because fuck $40 a day or having to find new lot every day you go down there.
Why did you take your car at all?
Because this year I actually got a hotel through my girlfriend's work. So I was really like doing the Comic-Con experience right. It was just across the street.
Yeah, I've never seen a hotel for Comic-Con.
Crash out. Room service every morning for breakfast.
My God.
Oh, it was sweet.
Yeah. They jack up the prices on room service, just so you know.
Yeah.
$100 plate. I think I said this before, but I almost did that once. There was 1 year back when Comic-Con was really hard to pull off and we hadn't quite figured it out.
Yeah.
But it was such a pain in the... Back in the day... Now they give... I get a parking permit, but back in the day, it was... Like, where the hell can I park? I have no idea where to park every day. And I have to be here every day for the booth. And there's no... It was all kind of still in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what to do. And I get real stressed out about, like, car shit. Mm-hmm. That's just me. I've never liked driving. I do it, but I don't really like it. You know, it's just like, where am I going to fucking park? all that stuff. And I just did, I thought, man, it would be so nice if 1 year I could just stay at a hotel right here and just come downstairs and be there. And I did that 1 year, and they, like, whoever booked me, like, stole all my information, and, like, it was a whole criminal.
Oh,
the one time I ever tried to do that, it was like,
and
yeah,
you didn't
it was
end up
a whole,
getting the room,
like,
right?
Fiasco. What?
And you didn't end up getting the room.
No,
right?
No. Oh, yeah. No, whoever booked it for me didn't do it. I showed up at the hotel and they were like, wait, who is this? And then they went into this whole thing and they were like, yeah, this is like, yeah, someone's been like taking people's info and like they.
Oh, fun.
And yeah, it was a whole fuck. It was a whole thing. So yeah, a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Sounds like great.
I never did that.
Weird.
Yeah, this was through her company, so I'll let them foot the bill.
Yeah.
Nice.
While we were at Comic-Con, one of our friends from the Friday the 13th game came by, gave us some free codes.
What?
Yeah.
To download Friday the 13th, the game.
What?
Nice.
This is the number one video game podcast on the internet. Let's talk video games.
Yeah.
I played it.
Have you? Yeah. I haven't played it yet.
I played the beta on my PC a few months ago, and then with this code, I've been playing it on PlayStation 4. I want to be Jason, and that hasn't happened yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, because it's random who gets to be Jason.
It's random who gets to be Jason.
Yeah.
So here's
I
my
got the
experience.
Code, but I haven't been home, so I haven't played it.
Here's my experience playing Friday the 13th game. Oh, I want to be fucking Jason. Oh, God, please. Please, Lord, let me be Jason. I'm a fucking counselor. Shit! Every time. And then being a counselor is terrifying.
Is it?
Yeah, because you don't want to be killed, and you get killed. I've seen Friday the 13th. Like,
you know,
you get killed.
Yeah, it's hard to escape. I think I escaped Jason one game. But typically, I am sneaking around. Jason appears out of nowhere, grabs me. I'm struggling. He throws me on the ground, cuts my head off, and I'm like, there goes 15 minutes of my life. I wish I could be Jason.
Can you just quit out of the lobby as soon as you join and get assigned as a counselor?
That's bad.
I don't
want to
be that.
Hey, if you want to be Jason, you got to be evil.
No.
Yeah, but that's you're probably right. You have to game the system to become Jason. Yeah. So I feel like as much as I've played this game, I can't give it a real review because I haven't had the proper experience. Everybody wants to be Jason. Nobody wants to be the wussy ass fucking camp counselor running away, cowering for your life. Let me be Jason. We have to figure out a way to let me be Jason. I don't know.
We need to figure that out.
It's not fair.
Go on GameFAQs. Look up a cheat code.
Is there a cheat code? The first person to join the room should be Jason. That's what I say.
That always was a problem for me in games like Star Wars Battlefront when they added the hero characters.
Yeah. Because
it was like I could never get a good kill streak to become Darth Vader for the next round.
Never.
So I've never played as like Skywalker, Darth Maul, all the cool characters they put in.
And with that, the one time you do, because it's so rare,
you don't know how to control.
Right.
Yeah.
And
so,
then you die into
you're the Darth Vader that gets shot in the head.
Absolutely, yeah. Because
in 1 second.
There was one, because I love playing the aerial combat stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's been a couple times where it was like, boom, you're a Millennium Falcon. Boom, you're Slave One. And it's like, what? What do I do? Boom. Dead.
Yeah.
Not fair.
I'm looking forward to trying that out. Brian, we should play it on PPS.
What, Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard people say if you play it with your friends, it's
we'll get a bunch
more
of
fun.
We'll get a bunch of like
fun.
Viewers
if you're
in.
You're just playing it with strangers.
That'd
there's
be cool.
Some 12-year-old who's logged 100+ hours. He knows all the ins and outs.
It'd be cool. We have our own PS4 here. If you have yours here,
dude,
that'd be cool. I could log in and try to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for sure. With the other TV, we could get a 3-way going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I'd like to be on that episode.
Shit, 4-way. Bring your PS4 in.
I'll do it.
All right.
I already got the game. You know what I have been playing? Somebody came by, I believe at Anime Expo RTX, dropped off a bunch of games for PlayStation 4. They said, hey, you might like these games. So I picked one up. It's called Kladun Returns. This is Sengoku. I don't know if any of you guys have heard of this game.
I'm not.
It is a retro or action RPG game set in kind of like a feudal Japan where it's hard to describe. The best way to describe it is almost like a retro Zelda. It reminds me of like a Link to the Past or sort of like a Super Nintendo style Zelda. It looks like that and mixed with Final Fantasy. You could pick different classes. You could be like a wizard or a soldier. Very simple, like levels where you're just fighting monsters, collecting weapons, customizing your weapons, leveling up spells and stuff. I haven't logged a ton of time on it, but I'm really enjoying it. It's a fun game. So
NIS makes that, right?
Yeah, it's an NIS game.
They dropped a bunch of that stuff off. Yeah, that looks cool.
Yeah. It
sounds cool.
You know what? It's a retro action RPG that's reminiscent of Zelda. That's the best way to describe it. You're going around, you're fighting monsters, you're fighting ghosts. You could be a wizard, a soldier, a mage, an archer. It's pretty cool. I beat, you know, I'm probably on, like, I've gotten to, like, the third chapter of the game. I'm enjoying it. I wish somebody else here would have played it so we could have a bit of a discussion.
There was another one they dropped off that looked like kind of a visual novel, like a detective case kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to play that on the PPS in an upcoming show, too. So.
I think that
I'll get back to you, but maybe...
I think that's a Suda 51 game.
It is. It's Grasshopper.
99 cases, maybe?
Silver cases?
The silver case.
Silver case files. Yeah. It is Grasshopper Manufacturer. We want to try that one out, so maybe I'll do that and maybe try Cladoon.
Yeah. You should check out Cladoon, however it's pronounced.
Clayton.
Clayton.
Hi, I'm Clayton.
It really is. I think it's purposely like a Super Nintendo kind of retro adventure.
Uh-huh.
So if you're into that, you might like it.
Cool.
Check it out.
Yeah, big game that came out this week. I think multiple of us have gotten was Splatoon 2, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Check this out.
Oh, what is that?
Oh,
you got one.
I haven't been playing shit like in a month since we've been doing all these cons.
Yeah.
But then I waited till I could just walk into a Target.
Yeah.
Got a Switch with Sean's help, and then I haven't played it yet. But I brought it here to use the internet, set it up.
Yeah.
How are you liking it?
Great.
Now, I've been playing it a lot. I played Splatoon when it first came out.
Yes.
But it's been a long time since I picked it up.
Yeah.
I feel like it's exactly the same game. Like, am I crazy?
It's crazy how much they didn't fix from the first one. It's really good. They've added a lot of shit to it. It's got these co-op modes and these new kind of modes that are really a lot of fun and great additions to it. But it's crazy how, like... Did you guys not get any feedback on the last game? I mean, it's like...
What didn't they...
It's fix? Like, can I switch weapons between... No,
oh, yeah,
I still can't. Okay. Or we're still doing the two stages for... Okay.
Yeah, two stages.
It's all these little things that are like, man...
I think that's Nintendo... The two stages randomizing every day and then doing specific, like, weekend Splatfest.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that is a guarantee... Or that is, like, a designed tactic of Nintendo keeping... dripping out the content, sure. And Nintendo keeping the community built around like meeting up to play
checking
this every
in, yeah.
day,
as opposed to people being burning,
getting your gear. They haven't changed the weapon selection in between matches though. That was
That's
the
crazy.
One thing I could think of as being like, this is kind of game breaking.
You have
to back all the way out of the lobby to switch to a different gun.
Also,
I mean, it's just little things like that that are like, what?
When like the TV reporters start talking to you,
and you can't skip it.
I don't care.
Oh,
like,
I know.
It's like 15 minutes of like, oh, okay, you're still talking.
There's times I have like 5 minutes to play it, and that's why it's great being on the Switch.
Yeah.
But then I'll do that, and I get locked into the fucking news report. What's better, ketchup or mayonnaise?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't care. I don't fucking care.
So anyway, all these things are not fixed. That said, it was a really fun game before, despite these things. And it is now. It really, it feels more like a port of the first one with some cool new shit. But honestly, just being on the Switch default makes it better. In all honesty, I find that I'm playing it more and enjoying it more because it's on a console I actually want to engage with. You know what I mean? Like, I have it everywhere. I'm bringing it with me. I'm playing other people who have a Switch. You can play it online. As long as you have Wi-Fi anywhere, you can play it. And everything's snappy. You know what I mean? And Wii U, it was just not, you know, it was...
And no one had a Wii U.
It
looks... So far, honestly, I've just been, like, trying to initialize the system and update everything. And now, looking at just the plaza in Splatoon, like, it is crisp and beautiful.
Yeah, it looks nice. And honestly, even despite kind of the kind of weird place that their online infrastructure is at, like...
Yeah.
Like, the voice chat is through an app on your phone. I'm not even interested. But that all being aside, it has been remarkably easy jumping into my friends' games.
Oh,
really? People on my friends' list jump into mine, and they play me, and then, you know... And the reason, you know... And the only way I communicate with them is after the fight's over, they message me on Facebook. Hey, that was fun, you know? so, like, their infrastructure...
Go check your computer.
The Nintendo's online infrastructure is still, like... complete chaos.
Right.
But it has been a lot more fun playing on the Switch.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna add you right now.
I know you guys don't really play shooters.
Yeah, often.
Do you feel like Splatoon is the shooter for people who don't like shooters?
That's definitely
and maybe
why
that's
I play
the
it.
Reason and, that they keep it so bare bones.
Maybe, and I like the fact that there's two objectives. Like you can either spend all your time trying to get everything you possibly can your color or killing people. It's like shooters is just killing people.
Yeah,
this is like I gotta like get as much world, green over this whole shit. Yeah. You know.
So it makes it a little more
shooters
fun.
Shooters are more than just killing people.
Okay. Yeah, you got to disarm the bomb, defend the base, capture the flag.
Conquest. Yeah.
But, but it makes it a lot of fun. And even despite what you're saying, how you mentioned that it being bare bones, well, it's just that there are a lot of weird stipulations with a lot of these things, but it's by no means bare bones in terms of content because honestly, what they did really well, even on the first one, and they're doing it with this one too, is that they honestly, every couple of weeks, it's like, oh, by the way, we threw this new weapon in. Oh, shit, there's a new weapon? Like, they did a really good job of consistently adding, like, oh, by the way, new stages. Oh, we didn't even know that was coming or, you know, stuff like that. So they do a pretty good job doling out things that make it keep it interesting.
Is the single player beefier? Because, like, I liked the single player last time, but it was only, like, 3 hours.
Yeah, I haven't played through it all this time, so I can't say if it's longer or not. It has a fun single player mode.
The single player was really short on the first one, unless you used the
Amiibo?
What are they called? Amiibo. Yeah, Amiibo, sorry. Yeah. That gave you different guns that you had to basically redo the single player missions with.
Oh, really?
And then it would unlock a ton of. The game was like pretty deep, but it was monotonous. Like it was a lot of replay. Yeah. This single player, from what I've seen, is better. Still that same type of format. And then there's also like something called Salmon Run, like other game modes that I haven't even fucked with.
That's like a horde mode kind of thing.
It looks like it.
Yeah. And I haven't even messed with that, but I heard it was great.
But to keep the game fresh and to keep you like constantly like wanting to build towards new gear and new weapons and new items, you have to kind of play all over the game modes to earn the money to get the different things to upgrade. Like it does a good job of keeping you spread out.
So that's how I feel. But I feel like despite them not fixing things they should have and these other little stupid things, it's still a super fun game. And I mean, if you've never played it on Wii U, oh my God, like you absolutely should get it.
Yeah.
But it being on Switch, it's an awesome game just to turn on real quick, play one match, turn it off. You know, it's great.
I also got 1-2 Switch. I saw enough about it that I was like, I'm going to try this. Whatever.
Yeah.
The fact that is $50 is such a fucking joke.
That sucks.
I cannot believe they had the balls to do it. Like, good on them, man. But, like, it is a fun tech demo that should have come for free with the Switch. And it shows you, I mean, a lot of things like, oh, I didn't know the Joy-Cons could do that. I had no idea. That's pretty fucking cool.
It should have been included. And they said, like, that their only reason it wasn't was to hit, so the device could hit the $299 price point.
Yeah.
Because everything in that, the guts of it and everything was so expensive. Yeah. They were like, that was the only way we could justify making it cheaper was selling this thing for $50. But it's like,
I mean,
but then you still have to buy that tech demo.
When you factor that in. But I didn't, and now I don't know half the shit the Switch can do.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is, like, I feel like I should bring it over just so you can see, oh, the Joy-Cons can do this? Because I, again, did not know. Like, there are things like, oh, wow, this is really cool. And it's been 30 seconds, and I'm done with it. If you could find a way to play it for half an hour, you're good and you got it. Otherwise,
too bad there's no more Blockbuster.
You know what? Yeah. Consoles.
I know, really.
Borrow it.
Consoles need to come with one game. We need to get back to that.
And I don't
need Zelda Breath of the Wild included, but just put fucking something on there.
Like, even the NES gave you Duck Hunt.
Hey, Xbox 360 had Exic HD.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Just Mario and put any old little chintzy game on there. Just give me a game.
But hey, Wii U did come with Nintendo Land.
Yeah, that was a game.
Yeah. And then the Wii came with Wii Sports.
Oh, that was brilliant. That was, how did they, they got, they lost
like
it.
Especially when it's a new technology, it shows off what you've got.
Definitely.
And I don't know what I had.
I forgot Nintendo got back in touch with that in the last few consoles.
And like,
out of touch with it again.
It's just a bunch of little FMV like video sequences that kind of show you.
Pretty much.
Yes. Milk
like
cow.
So, how hard to produce is that in house?
Really, it is. It's just a video, and then the game itself, you are looking at the other person with the other Joy-Con. You don't even look at the screen.
All of the price related issues with Switch stuff, like that being $50, the controllers being like, you know, 20%. Too expensive for what they are. All of those things were compromises to get the system to be $299. That's all it was.
Is that worth it?
You know, maybe because I know a lot of people that were really happy when it was, oh, good, it's $300.
But if
you know,
it was
and it sold a lot.
If it was $350, I think everyone would still have gotten it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really do.
I think so, too. I think $350 is not so make and break.
Right.
$400 for the new Nintendo system, you might have people going, I don't know, what's Nintendo going to do this time? Is it going to be Wii U again? Or is it going to be, you know, but $350, if you were in before, you'd be in.
But if it would have come out later, like, oh, that extra $50 is only because it went to Switch, people would have lost their fucking mind.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Yeah. Where do we go from here?
I wanted to say real quick. Played two VR, brand new VR games. Finally had a little bit of time after these cons, and I got two VR games. I said I'm done with the real world. I'm
what
going
are
into
they?
VR.
Wow, virtual rocket.
I got super hot VR.
Okay.
And at Anime Expo, I was able to find a copy of Summer Lesson.
Yeah.
Summer Lesson.
Which one do you like more?
You got a tutor, this Japanese girl. She's all fucked up at school.
Is she super hot?
That's my question.
And
I like Rocker's review, because he told us what he thought of it a few days ago.
Yeah. I thought, oh, this is a fun, you know, kind of fun gimmicky thing. And the game is not fun. You have to teach school to someone. And
I think,
as I was playing it, I thought, and I don't want this to sound insulting to anybody.
Okay.
But I actually thought, despite buying this at an anime convention, I don't know loneliness enough to really enjoy this. Because it was like...
It's eye-opening
it
for you.
It was like, hey, thanks for teaching me. We'll take a break. And it's supposed to be almost like your reward. Like, hey, I went on me and my friends went to the beach last weekend. I got to show you the photos. And she like goes around you over your shoulder like, and flips through the pictures over your shoulder like, you know... Like, hey, take a look.
Yeah.
Take a look.
Yeah, this guy was
and it's
so
supposed to be like she's over,
balls.
But I'm just like,
there's no smell in the game yet, so.
I don't know. It was like weird.
Yeah.
And I think it's supposed to be like, look, she's so close to you. She's your friend. But I'm just like, I don't get back the fuck away from me.
No. Yeah, I mean, what did you teach her?
Yeah, was she showing?
I just don't. I don't know.
Did you teach her?
I wanted Dead or Alive's VR mode because they're like, they're over there. And it's like, hey, you having fun?
Yeah, teach her manners.
But like,
it's better. The women are over there. I'm over here. Now I do nothing.
You know, that's it's a more like, comfortable zone for Rocco.
But they're having fun with or without you being there.
Yeah.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And that's what I say. That's what
yeah. Whatever.
But this, it's like, I don't...
You didn't teach her anything cool, like how to...
Like what?
I don't know. Teach her something that's not like...
Jet ski.
Like doing ollie or something.
Like something you don't learn in school, Eric.
Yeah, a little extracurricular activity.
There's no like... Boring. There's no like adult mode.
Physical education.
Nope. No,
classes.
No doctor boring. Class.
Just like manners and math. No.
What did you think about Superhot VR?
Superhot VR is awesome. It's so cool. I liked that game before, but oh my god, having it in front of you and anytime you move, they move. You have to use the motion controllers. Mm-hmm. You have to. And you know, and then you grab. Okay, I got two guns in my hand. Okay, I'm going like that. And every physical movement, it's not just controller movement now. It's body movement. Oh, they move when you move, but that goes for your head too. Mm. So I'm like, well, let me just see if they're around my shoulder. Oh, they got really close. To you know, it monitors everything.
Damn.
So anyway, so it's cool. The only thing is, they give you each level in clumps of five before you can like save.
Oh, what? No.
So I do like five. I do like four of them, and then the last one. Oh, check it out! This guy's jumping out of the helicopter, and there's eight dudes with ninja stars. Oh, I died. Wait, I'm back at the first one.
Oh, then I turn off the game.
No, I did those. Like I don't know what they were thinking with that. Like, I don't want to do the other four again. That being said, I was telling Derek, you do get used to them so much that you go into badass mode. Like, you've conquered them so many times that you're just like, all right, all right, next one. So you do kind of feel badass, but...
Well, my favorite thing about the original Superhot was actually, like, not moving and just thinking about, all right, I got all the time in the world.
Yeah.
How am I going to kill this guy and that guy and that guy? All right, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, this one is
so
a little more
having
involved.
Every little movement counting against you would take away from the ability to just pause everything.
Yeah, it definitely. Yeah, it's a different. It's a totally different experience. Mm. You sweat a lot more. It's just like I don't
need that.
Can I not move? Okay, it's cool though. I think the VR version of the game is it's relatively short, but it's awesome. It's a lot of fun to play.
Hmm. Cool. Hey, let's take a second and give a shout out to our sponsors. As we said at the top of the podcast, this week's sponsor is us. And I just want to take a moment
and
to say, and you. And thank you so much to all of our friends and internet soldiers who help us out. Hit us up on our Patreon, patreon.com/Mega64. We made a huge announcement earlier this week. We are coming out with Mega 64 backpacks for the next package that we're sending out. Yeah. It's something that we've been working on for a long time. And, you know, usually we don't show off our stuff. But we thought, no, let's let the people know what they're going to get. And the response was so huge. It was way bigger than any of us ever expected. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for supporting us.
Yeah.
We are totally inspired to keep doing well. We've already started working on the next package.
And I know it's too early to talk about that and go into it. But if things happen the way that they're forming together, I'm so fucking excited for the next one. I'm so, so excited.
Yeah. So backpacks are coming out. We're doing a little pop socket. And we're still going to have some secret surprises that we're not going to announce.
Of course.
So it's going to remain a bit of a mystery. But you know what the big good stuff is going to be. Thank you guys so much for hitting up our Patreon. We also want to remind everybody to subscribe to us on Twitch, especially if you have Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
You get a free Twitch subscription every month. But they have this fucking gimmick going on where they unsubscribe you every month. Go subscribe to us if you have Amazon Prime. It's free. You get all this bonus stuff for watching us on Twitch. Check it out.
Do it now. But in a couple days, they're going to reset you again. So be sure to resub.
Next week.
That's right. Right. Thank you.
And we got new stuff in our store.
That's right. This last Friday, we put in our online store, shop.mega64.com, we put two great items. The return of a classic that sold out before many times over.
Right.
And we did pre-orders and the whole thing. But now we have a full stock. Well, it was full on Friday.
we'll see what's
of the Neuro shirt. Has some art by our friend Mariel. He's wearing it right there.
Boom.
Go get some. We put up a huge stock of them. We have some left, but it's still going fast. So
if you want one, if you want one, go get on it now.
But running very low is our brand new shirt, which you've never sold online before. The Psychedelic 64 shirt. That is our tie-dye shirt.
You want to see one?
Yeah.
And that is online now. And some sizes are already sold out.
Super proud of this design. I've been getting into tie-dye lately. Tie-dyeing my own shirts. Yeah. I almost wanted to make a shirt that I was individually going to tie-dye.
That's not possible.
Or I was going to do like a tie-dye tutorial. But then we found out there's a place that will actually tie-dye the shirts for us. Each one of these is individually tie-dyed.
Oh, that's cool.
Two are alike.
No two are exactly alike. They have the same color palette, but they're individually created by hand.
Dude, that looks great on
camera. Yeah, so you get a little bit of variation. Some might have a bigger pink sleeve. Some might have more green on the bottom.
So buy a couple of them.
Buy a couple.
You get the variant. Okay. Get all the variants.
This is selling like crazy. Tie-dye. So cool. So cool.
Yeah, there's a few left, but they'll probably be gone by the end
of this. What I noticed is we put up these like two crazy popular shirts up, and Kevin fucking left and left me with
them. Yeah, Kevin is not here.
Wow.
To do all this. So now I'm up there sweating my ass off.
Yeah, that's hot.
Sending your shirts out. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Fucking Kevin. Everybody who came out to the conventions, everybody saw these shirts at the conventions and a couple others, but now they're available to you at home.
To everyone.
Shop.mega64.com.
We'll start trickling out, you know, these things that we had at the cons, unless they were exclusive, but that is the beginning of it, and it's going fast, so get on it. Anyway.
So, we put out a new video this week.
Yeah.
And, it's been really, really well received, I'm happy to say.
Are you surprised?
I am a little bit surprised. I'm a little bit surprised.
It's your character is so lovable in this new feature.
Well, here's the thing. We made an extra effort for this video. We had costumes, like a look to the characters. We tried to get a little bit more cinematic
with it. Camera work was nice.
I think everything
thank you, Frank.
Is referring to yourself. Because I was very much myself, I think, in this video. Wasn't I? Or?
You didn't have like an extra good costume?
I am referring to Mega 64 as a company.
We tried harder.
You didn't try any harder.
Wow.
Well, that doesn't represent us as a whole.
I thought we were talking about characters.
Oh.
The whole shebang.
I just had to roll out of bed. That's how I look.
Hey.
N64 shirt.
Well, just like the makeup girl says, you don't need to do anything.
Yeah, this guy.
I called up that makeup lady. I said, I want this one to be extra good. She went, oh my God. I don't remember you, but I've never seen skin like
this. It is the Wii U classic.
Yeah.
Over 100,000 views already.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It is doing really well. I'm surprised. This was a concept that I had the idea for when I saw that Super NES Classic was being announced, I just thought to myself, okay, they did the regular Nintendo. Now they're doing the Super Nintendo. I don't think they're going to stop there. Mm-mm. I think that they're going to do Nintendo 64. They'll probably do a GameCube. How long until we get the Wii U Classic?
Yeah.
This was an idea we came up with before we even went to RTX. And then Sean and I, we went home a day early from RTX. These guys hung out to be BFF with Rooster Teeth. But Sean and I came home early to get to work in the airport in Texas.
Yeah.
Sean and I scripted out this video. And it turned out really
pretty good.
People were really happy with it.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun to film. That money... You can get on Amazon like pretty legit looking fake money.
You know from a distance. It's I saw there was an episode of Walking Dead recently that someone had money and I could tell it was the same.
Oh, really?
It had the same strip and everything
but
around
from
it.
From a distance, you really cannot tell that it's fake. And so we left several lying around Rocco's parents' house.
$10,000 for $10. So
pretty good.
If you want to just, you know, up your bank account, invest in an Amazon purchase. Today.
Just buy stuff from really far away and they won't know.
Yeah. Honestly, just roll one bill up with a couple real ones
just shoot it through,
and slip them, you know, go to the swap meet. Nobody's going to know.
At the end, Jack and I throw the money up like and, you know, run through it or whatever. But we kept cleaning up the set and then like are outside and looking like, there's money. Like, how we fucking missed that money? That's
you missed all.
Yeah. And then I look up and we like somehow like $5,000 worth of fake hundreds up in the tree, like raining on us eventually.
Yeah, they all got stuck.
Yeah.
And so then
I told my dad to come out and I was like, see, Dad, that you told me this didn't happen.
Nice.
This ties back to the fuck school.
Fucking got him.
Hey, so,
fuck school, like you said.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. The video is getting a lot of views. People are really positive about it. A lot of people have this response of, yeah, fucking give it to those Nintendo fanboys. Those fuckers, they'll fucking buy anything. Let them have it, guys. And I feel like that is not where we were coming out.
Little do they know.
Nor were we like, there were a lot of people that are like, well, they're still fucking sticking it to Nintendo, even though they worked with them. They were sticking. But I didn't feel like I was doing that either.
Yeah, we were mean.
I think that, honestly, the only direction I was coming at it is... They had the Wii U come out, and it didn't sell that well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they released their first console ever, and it's the biggest thing in fucking demand.
Yeah,
and it's just like, your old console is in such high demand, your brand new console nobody gave a shit about.
So if you add Classic to the name, you got $1 million.
So maybe if we just wait long enough... The Wii U will become popular just by that logic.
Just based on the classic brand.
And that was the only kind of direction we were coming at it from.
Yeah. And if you need further proof that we're not anti-Nintendo, is that we showed this video, we debuted it for the first time at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And while it ran, I'm talking while it was on stage playing on the screen, that's exactly the moment they went up. The Super Nintendo Classic went up for pre-order on Walmart.com, and it was done by the end of our panel. And I cursed, and
you
I
were
cursed.
All pissed. Yeah,
it was all just going down the escalator, going, "What the fuck? What? No! Yeah. They're sold out.
I can't speak to our buddy. I want a Super Nintendo Classic.
Yes, 100%. Hell yes, so bad.
Oh god."
Walmart pre-orders get
they all got canceled.
So thankfully,
I'm gonna say
to everyone out there who had a pre-order at Walmart, you're gonna hate me right now, but thank you. Dominic, my brother, was one of the people who got the pre-order, and his got canceled, and I was just sitting there smiling. He was like, "Shut up, don't." And I'm like, I'm not gonna say anything, but we're all, you know, even playing field now. Yeah. Shut up, don't say that. So anyway. I think Nintendo looked out for us. I think they saw that our panel was during that and went, uh-uh.
That's
redo.
Right.
Did y'all, let me just be egotistical for a moment, Bane. Did y'all like my look in the video?
Yeah.
I loved it.
Pencil thin mustache, slick back hair.
The greasy comb lick was like.
Licking the comb.
Thank you very much.
A lot of comb play. I like that.
So Sean and I were writing this in the airport, and Sean was like, you know what? You should look like a sleazy salesman. Like the worst kind of sleazy car salesman imaginable. And instantly I was like, I'm going to shave my mustache into the tiniest, faintest strip.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put on a suit and I will look slimy. Yeah. Most of that video I felt like was spent improvising insults for the way I look.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, which we have tons of extra footage of. Okay. So we got it. We got to put that out yeah. or something.
And then I felt so gross that the minute we were done, I took it off. You saw me on that podcast.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't have it.
Yeah. That was like that later that day, yeah. But it's coming back in now. I said that at the, we showed it at Comic-Con. I made the same comment. Like, y'all like my look? It was a resounding, no! Oh, God! Some people might have nightmares of me.
The only, the
one, like the devil in it.
The one that I liked, the insult towards you that I liked, but it was a little inside baseball, and it just didn't need more in the video, was saying that you look like a White Stripes roadie that didn't get the memo the band broke. And, like, so if you've ever seen, if you ever did get to see them tour, they dressed exactly like that.
Yeah.
But you know, John Waters cosplayer was good.
He's good.
And all that stuff. But yeah, that was a good look.
Fun video.
My only thing with that video.
Hey, somebody, by the way, somebody in the chat says should have gone Hitler stash. Almost.
Yeah. Buddy.
Considered. Almost.
That was in the script. Wow. Originally, it was like, I'll have a Hitler mustache, and you guys will point out that I have that. I'd be like, no. No.
Chaplin mustache.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what we decided? The Hitler mustache is no longer funny. It's just
PewDiePie ruined it.
It's just played out. Honestly,
I get it.
Here's the thing with our comedy. The first idea is, let me say this. We're not geniuses. We're not special. We just try harder.
Mm.
So we have the same first idea every other Joe Blow out there making videos has. Everybody thinks Hitler mustache, and then they just do it, and we go, what's the second idea? Let's not do the first thought that comes to mind. Let's dig a little deeper.
Separate yourself from the herd.
Exactly.
And plus, I'm gonna clue the audience in on a secret, an industry secret.
What?
And no one out there, I'm gonna let everyone out there know, but don't pass this along because this is an insider secret.
Let them know.
The industry doesn't want you to know this because it's gonna rip the lid off. All online.
Are you sure you can say this? You're
sweating. I'm going to say it, but everyone at home, you didn't hear it from me.
You're going to get in trouble.
Every single Rooster Teeth sketch ever filmed has Hitler in it.
Whoa.
Think about it.
Whoa.
You just dosed us with truth.
Okay, and now...
Racist teeth.
Now the we have just gone down the rabbit hole.
We've hit level five of Inception.
Now you will watch their videos and go... I've seen the truth. It's like when Neo sees the code at the end of the Matrix, he goes, I understand it all now. Stop the bullet.
Someone get Barbara out of there.
So we cannot be part of the evil empire. We cannot give ourselves to the dark void.
Right.
So that's
why we didn't have a Hitler mustache.
So that's why we had a greasy mustache instead. I was just going to say, my only thing with the video, and I kind of said this to you before, it's not a regret, but it's always a weird situation. I think the video, when it was done, I watched it with Kevin, and I thought, it's good. I think it's good. I don't love it, but it's good. I think when I was watching it on YouTube, I felt like there was a little bit of predictability to it, but I think it honestly, a lot of it was that the title was the Wii U Classic, because that's kind of the heart of the joke.
Right.
So when you call it that, you already know going in, all right, they're going to have a Wii U Classic. Here it is. And you already know it. But at the same time, if you call it something else, then you don't click it. Then it's like the guy who would buy anything.
Yeah, the
guy,
salesman.
You know, it's just like, then you don't care. It was the conundrum that we found ourselves in a lot back when we used to do like IGN.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, here's this Nintendogs movie trailer, but it's better if you don't know that till the end. Well, then what do we call it? You know, it's like you get into this weird thing. So I wish there was a way to not call it Wii U Classic, but at the same time, you kind of had to call it that. So that's my only, like, not regret, but you know what I mean? Like, weird spot with that video.
I'm,
just that.
To be honest, I'm surprised it has the amount of views it does.
Yeah.
Because I always want to be groundbreaking with our videos, and I didn't feel like this one broke any ground.
Yeah, it was safe. But I don't hate it. It was safe.
I feel like we did make the extra effort of, you know, like I said, costumes, and we dressed it up. We put some effort into the camera work, and I think that paid off with our fans. So, you know, that makes me feel like we should try even harder with our next videos. And I'm feeling real positive on Mega 64 this week. We got a video that's well received. We got a badass backpack coming out.
Dude, we crushed 3 cons in 1 month.
Yeah.
I went to 4.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that Disney shit's personal. Get that.
Yeah, you and Whoopi did your own thing.
I did a photo shoot for a Japanese magazine. That was
what?
Well, humble brag again.
I dressed like an Epcot, an obscure Epcot character.
I saw your cosplay. Yeah.
I didn't need to.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And
he's a man, Eric.
And Japanese Disney magazine said, can you come with us?
Yeah, you're in trouble.
And they said, congratulations, you've made it.
What?
You're
they said it to you?
You're brilliant.
You're in the mags.
Wow. They said he's brilliant. You understood that.
Yeah. Said, nice, hey, konnichiwa, arigato.
You are a god amongst cosplayers in Japanese.
Yeah.
And he understood it.
Wow.
I sensed it. And then I can't.
Well, you watch so much anime that you pick it up, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we got the best merchandise of any group on the internet.
True.
We make the funniest videos of any group
so
on the internet.
True.
We don't have the most views of any group on the internet. That's the one thing missing from the trifecta of awesomeness. But yeah. I'll take it. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Not everyone deserves to see it, honestly.
No, they do.
Mission to the soldiers this week. Turn your friends on to Mega 64.
Okay.
I think we deserve it, honestly.
Yeah, I know we deserve it.
Yeah, share Timbo on the wall.
We try fucking hard on everything we do. We try to knock it out of the park. Let the world know.
Yeah.
We're going hard. What else?
Hard these days.
Subscribe to our channel. We have an archive channel. We did a new... You got a new PPS up this week?
No.
What?
Why not?
Because Kevin fucking flew out to London.
Oh,
with all the codes.
No. So that's why I wanted... That's why I wanted your help earlier. I just found out it's not up, so I'm going to try to get it up today.
You know, okay. Kevin... He's gone for a couple days and the wheels fell off.
They fall apart.
He didn't do his due diligence.
Did we put up a new friend dimension?
Yeah.
Not this week.
But last week we had...
The Rocket League. Rocket League.
Hey, we're late to the Rocket League party.
Yeah. I think we're right on time.
I like to let the buzz die on stuff.
It's
and
been
then
out
pick
for a
up.
While. Yeah. I'm late to the Rocket League party since that friend dimension. Been playing the shit out of Rocket League.
I have too.
I was up till like 2 in the morning the other night playing fucking Rocket League.
Is that coming to Switch?
Yes.
Did they say it was in
winter?
Oh, I'm
that game's great in San Diego too.
Yeah, it is. I think
should I get it for Switch?
Yeah, it's in San Diego.
That'd be a fun game.
I've never played it. I've always thought, hey, kind of like truck soccer.
That
like,
would be fun on a portable.
You know what? I love soccer games. I used to play Mega Man Soccer on Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
I used to play Super Mario Strikers on GameCube.
Hell yeah.
And now I'm playing Rocket League, and I'm just realizing soccer games are one of the most fun games ever. But not FIFA. I don't like realistic soccer.
No.
I like the cartoony amplified soccer game.
Totally agree.
That is one of the best genres of video games ever. Crazy soccer. So I'm digging. I know I'm late to the party. I'm digging Rocket League.
I'll try trials first and then maybe I'll move on.
Controller Hog in the chat says, I suck at Rocket League. Everyone sucks at Rocket League. That's why it's
fun. Yeah, the chaos of it is what makes it.
There's
fun.
Only so much you can do.
Oh, okay.
That's why I like it.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
I'm good at it. I'm nailing it. Just want to let you know.
There was a mode like that in Halo, I think. That was like, am I thinking of something else?
There's like custom games, Griffball.
Griffball. Yeah. That that's what it reminds me of. And like, I never played that. I was terrible. But I'll try it out. Rocket League.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's super cool. Hey, did you guys see any movies this week? Did you guys see any good films, good flicks?
I watched Louis Theroux's new Scientology documentary on Netflix.
Another one.
Yeah, it is another one. But I love Louis Theroux. And so I haven't seen anything that he's done in a long time.
Does he meet up with that daughter who got out, who in the first one was like really giving him a hard time?
I'm not sure. Did he do a Scientology documentary before?
No, it came out like last year, but it's just now on Netflix.
Yeah. Okay.
My Scientology movie.
Yeah, it's great. I love Louis Theroux. I love this how he gets when people fuck with him. And like, so Scientologists are filming him. He's like, hi.
He's so nice.
Hi.
Yeah. Polite.
Hey, I know you're filming me. That's fine. I'm filming you too. What's your documentary about? Mine's about you. Do you want to talk to me? That'd be great for mine. I'll talk to you for yours if you want me to. Like, it's like so fucking funny. I love Louis.
I know we all saw the big movie Dunkirk.
I didn't see it.
No.
We want to talk about that. Well, you saw it.
I didn't have time.
But before we talk about that, I want to talk about very important.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We've been talking about this for months. The Emoji Movie came out.
Sony Pictures
purportedly has everything riding on emojis.
Yep.
This is make or break for their company.
For Sony Pictures.
And some of the reviews have come out. And from what I hear, it is one of the worst reviewed movie of all time. And I'm not saying that lightly. I've been reading the reviews all day because it is like stand-up fucking comedy.
Yeah, people are bringing their A-game.
I want to read a couple of reviews to you guys. This is what everybody's saying about the Emoji Movie.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And this is, it's funny because this isn't like some guy's movie blog. This one is from the New York Post.
Okay.
Please restore my eyes to their factory reset. They have seen the Emoji Movie, a new exercise in soulless branding aimed primarily at little kids. Here's another one. From The Guardian.
Okay.
They thought the Emoji Movie was bad, but not just bad. Listen to this. The Emoji Movie is a force of insidious evil. A film that feels as if it was dashed off by an uninspired advertising executive. A viewer leaves the Emoji Movie a colder person. Not only angry at the film for being unconscionably bad, but resentful of it for making them feel angry.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Here's one from The Verge. The Emoji Movie is so bad, it made us want to yell at strangers in the street. I don't think I can say anything funny about this because it makes me want to die.
That's wow. In print?
These reviews are so fucking vicious.
Oh my God.
Hey, they're all bad. That's just a taste. Do yourself a favor if you're bored. Don't watch the Emoji Movie. No. You'll have more fun reading reviews of the Emoji Movie.
I'm really glad TJ Miller left Silicon Valley so he could pursue these projects.
Yeah, and in every interview, he kept talking about how, like, hey, you know, it's cool because now I can do stuff like the Emoji Movie. And it's like, he's going to be begging to go back on that show any day now.
Hey, from the Associated Press, there are 5 stages of grief in preparing to watch the Emoji Movie. The first is denial that this actually exists. The second is anger that now even storytelling has been reduced to those reductive blobs.
I mean, don't you think the premise for this could be summed up in like a 5-minute YouTube video?
Yeah.
Like an animation?
I've heard the Emoji Movie is basically just a big piece of marketing propaganda where their adventure consists of going to the world of Candy Crush, going to the world of Pandora. I think at one point they visit the world.
Apps.
They visit the world of Dropbox, and in the review they're like, "For kids, right? Dropbox in a kids movie
for video streaming. There's no Netflix. Instead, it's Crackle, Sony's service.
Got it.
And what's my favorite? Somebody brought this up in the chat. What's even more heartbreaking is Sony was making a Popeye movie that was directed by Genndy Tartakovsky.
Oh, shit.
Who is great. That guy's awesome.
Samurai Jack.
There's even a sample of the animation that's out on YouTube, and it was CG, but it still had that, like, Max Fleischer kind of look to it.
That's cool.
Cool, and they scrapped it to pay for the Emoji Movie.
Yikes. That's what was number 2 at the box office.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Kids, man.
I think next week it's done.
Oh, yeah.
I do, too.
Totally.
And I think their gamble may not have paid off.
No. Maybe it'll do it on China. Maybe.
It got delayed.
Oh. Well, maybe it'll be...
They're gonna make it better.
This is maybe just shows you who I am, but those reviews make me want to see it now. Like, dude, I want to know what this is.
I kind of want to do, like, a podcast where we all watch it just to punish ourselves.
Let's sneak in. Let's, like, buy Dunkirk tickets.
I'm on a set full of Ryan Reeds.
No, because
I have to know.
Go after 7
how bad is
no
the new
there?
Transformers?
No, yeah. I think it really is. This is like tasting the Switch cartridge. It's so disgusting.
I haven't done that yet.
Now it's a challenge. Can you get through the Emoji Movie?
Yeah.
No, I'm a fucking adult, Eric.
Yeah.
I don't write for whatever.
Yeah, so that's one movie.
I want to say real quick, just this is not to left turn too much, but Twitch added live streaming to their app.
Oh, yeah.
So now we can stream to this channel from anywhere, which I love. I've been wanting that forever. But we should just stream the Emoji Movie. We have a problem?
Back in the day.
The movie's like all about apps.
Dude,
old
school POS TV style.
I wonder if we could somehow swing like a private screening of the Emoji Movie.
Yeah, go at any time.
So that we could just... Yeah.
So we can hang out in the lobby.
That was good.
If we don't show the movie, but we just live stream our reactions while watching it, and we have the freedom to talk in the theater and say whatever we want, I think that'd be really fun.
I was laughing too. Somebody tweeted this, and I retweeted it earlier. I went to the Emoji Movie at 11 p.m. last night, and they thought nobody would come. They didn't even play it. Like, they just sat in the theater and nothing. And they were like, sorry.
They didn't even play the fucking
movie. Yeah, they were just like,
you're here?
It. Don't even hit the button.
We'll start it.
It's so bad.
Oh, my God. That's cracking me up. Go anytime. That's going to be making me laugh for a long time.
Go anytime.
Do you know what the hardest is? I've laughed all year, and I thought about it, like, just before the podcast today, and I was still laughing about it. It's in one of our videos. Sean did this one thing that it's rare that there's something in one of our videos that I'll like revisit and then laugh, you know, because you see it so many times. It's like, all right, now moving on.
Yeah,
man, in that Games Alive podcast when he thinks he's getting Half-Life 3 and it's Zombie U, and Sean goes, "Did you check the disc? Did you check the disc? Oh, it's Zombie U." That still makes me laugh.
That is such a disappointing
game. All week, Zombie U. That was the perfect game to pick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, of all the games you don't want it to be, fucking Zombie U
should be on the Wii U Classic.
Anyway,
hey, I did podcast question of the week last week. What is your comfort game, your therapy game? What do you play?
Oh, that was the question?
Yeah, when you just want to turn your brain off and just play something that is so easy and comes naturally to you. I said, for me, Roller Coaster Tycoon and Roller Coaster Tycoon 2. Got a couple of responses, some that I agree with, some that I don't. One person said Resident Evil 4. Which sure. I feel like definitely a comfort game, but you have to have...
You have New Green Plus.
Absolutely.
You have to become comfortable with it.
Right.
And that may not happen for everybody.
Yeah, no. Sure. First playthrough, that's not...
One person said, controversial, No Man's Sky.
Oh, that's it. You can show
up. Well, I could see that because honestly, like, I mean... It's boring. You just kind of fly through space and find stuff. Yeah. There's no gun to your head for
like. That's what they said. They're like, hey, I know it's real grindy, but it's just relaxing, and I like to explore space.
Yeah.
And
it's all just, neon.
Yeah. That I said comfort game or therapeutic game. That's more of like Zen garden.
Yeah,
like raking the sand.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of I could see that. Yeah.
And then another response: a game I've never played, but this person said all-time favorite, always their go-to, Yoshi's Island.
Oh hell yeah!
Yep, me too.
Really? Yep. Yeah. That's totally. For you.
That game, it has this. Total, like, everything is crayon aesthetic, very, like, pleasing. Everything's pastels, very pleasing, and there's not a lot of pressure. I mean,
it's a music box soundtrack.
Yeah, really the only thing is the baby cries.
Which is why I don't play that game.
But you gotta get good.
I honestly, I played that game for 10 minutes. I was so excited for it. That baby was crying. I turned it off.
How do you handle your kids?
What?
How do you handle
He gets enough of that in real life. Okay, he doesn't need that shit in his games. Right?
Yeah, he's playing Yoshi's Island VR all the time.
People just throw chat, eggs at him.
People AR. In the chat giving some responses. I see Skate 3.
Skate.
There were a couple more in the chat score.
For me, it's Dynasty Warriors, any of those games.
Anyone.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. For me, my pick would be Punch-Out. The original Punch-Out. Wow. Because you learn all their tricks. If you know all their tricks well enough, it's just going to, you know, it's like funny characters and you go down the list of them. And I don't know. There's something about that game that's aesthetically fun to me. I don't know.
Do you remember all the tricks so you can just blaze right through? Like the
so
first
it's
five?
Just like you already know it. It's like listening to an old album. You know, it's like you know all the songs, you know.
Yeah. I like Punch-Out too. Classic game. That would be my therapeutic game if all I had was the Nintendo to play. I would always go to Punch-Out.
I'm sorry. Rez would be that too, where it's just not a lot of pressure to die. It's just visually and audibly... Like, you're there.
Hey, you know what? For me, too, any Grand Theft Auto game.
Oh, yeah.
Not doing missions, but just stealing cars, crashing them, punching random people in the face. just therapy.
Drop in the sandbox after you've completed one of those games where you're all buff.
Yes.
Like Saints Row the 4th.
Oh, yeah.
The 3rd, I mean.
Yeah.
What should the question of the week be this week? Do we have anything?
Well, we had one earlier. What was it? Didn't we ask them at the beginning?
Fucking dead.
The Word of Whoopi.
Was your Comic-Con experience, or was that valid or not?
How much weight does the word Whoopi carry? Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this up.
You
want to
mention Dunkirk?
We saw Dunkirk this week.
Wait, I just want to say real fast, I want the movie It to suck so that all the reviews say it stinks.
The critic.
They'll bring back John Lovitz. Only if John Lovitz delivers that line. I saw Dunkirk. Raga saw Dunkirk. Frank saw Dunkirk. These guys didn't
see
it.
Do I need to, though? Because I love Nolan stuff, and I love war movies.
It's great.
Okay, well, then let me give you my review.
Okay.
Not the best war movie I've ever seen.
Okay.
Not the best Nolan film I've ever seen. That's my review.
Okay. Raga?
I think it is really cool as an experience. That movie gave me an experience no other movie has. We saw it in IMAX. It was the biggest fucking loudest thing. That was the loudest movie I've ever heard. Jeez. And it put you in the seat. I couldn't relax the whole 2 hours.
Oh, that sounds like a blast.
Well, Eric, specifically, when it ended, Kevin and I had a conversation and we said, Eric would have a brain aneurysm.
I can't ever, no, I'm never going to see that.
It was just, Eric, okay, here's this. Is something coming?
Let me conscious. I'll give a little bit more of a review. Honestly, this is not a popular opinion. I'm going to get a lot of shit for this. I know. I found the movie boring.
Wow.
I was a little bit bored with Dunkirk. And I just feel like I've seen... maybe it's because I've seen a lot of war movies that this was... It was a very different war movie. It's not a battle. It's a retreat. This is the only war movie you'll ever see where there's no enemy on camera. Uh-huh. There's bombs dropping and there's bad shit happening, but it's a very one-sided story.
And, but I will say that made it scarier to me. I was constantly in fear of what we don't know where anything is coming from, and I don't know, like, I could not relax the whole time for that reason.
Yeah, solely from the British perspective.
So, I thought it's interesting in the way that they handle time in the story. I didn't know this going in, and I'm going to tell people kind of the timeline of the story. Yeah. I hope this isn't a spoiler, but there's three different characters that they focus on, three different groups of people. One group, their story takes place over a week. One group, their story takes place over a day. One group, the third group, their story takes place over an hour. And the movie cuts between these guys, and at first, it's very confusing because they kind of just say that and then throw you in. So it's like 1 week, 1 day, 1 hour. What the fuck? Why is this? How are we going from night to day? Oh, so then when that clicks, for me, it was kind of interesting watching those timelines match up. But as far
that
as...
That was both cool and not cool.
Because it's the same. They overlap. The hours within the day is within the week.
Near the end of the movie, all starts converging.
But here's my criticism of that. The week didn't feel like a week. It felt like two or three days. But looking for those cross points in the story and the timeline, I actually found very interesting. But other than that, what was there didn't do it for me. The movie's getting great reviews. Other people love it. Just didn't click with me personally.
Well, yeah. So this is what I was going
to
say.
Hold on. I just feel that Christopher Nolan is at this point where nobody can say no to him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he has free reign to do whatever he wants. And I think put him in a box and he'll be brilliant. Let him go wild and it's just too much.
I agree.
What I was going to say, where I think we agree, because all I wanted to say was that seeing it in IMAX was an experience. I felt like I was in the seat of, I felt like I was put in the seat of the whole thing more than any other war movie I had seen. It wasn't trying to show me spectacle. It wasn't trying to show me like, look how brutal this was. Let's show the flag here. It was very gloriously uncinematic in a lot of parts. And I really felt like I was there. It was so big and loud. So as an experience, it was really incredible. As a movie, I felt like I didn't really know who anyone was or what was going on. And I know a lot of the disorientation is part of war. And in the sense of the experience, I felt that. But as a movie, I felt like it ended. It was less than 2 hours. And I felt like I didn't know anyone. They had all these great actors, but
it's less than two hours.
It's like 107 minutes.
I thought to Christopher Nolan's credit, the directing is brilliant.
Directing was awesome.
There's very little CGI. Lots of people on the beach. Yeah. Real boats in the water. Yeah. That was cool. I think it was a story problem. There weren't enough. There wasn't really like characters, and I just think it was an issue with the script, not the directing, because the directing was awesome.
Yeah, totally. But I just felt like I never got to. Not that I need some sappy like story. I didn't need it to be this big poetic thing, but just as I felt like that was a cool experience, but I throughout this past week, I've seen it Dunkirk on magazine covers and there's the actors on it. And I still have this thought of like, oh, I need to see that suit. Wait, no, you saw it because I didn't, you know what I mean? I don't know anything about these actors and who they played.
There's so many great actors in this movie and none of them have a moment to show off what they can do.
Yeah.
There's no scene that is really that an actor could sink their teeth into.
Wait, yeah.
I saw in the chat, it's PG-13?
Yeah, yeah, there's like no blood in it.
There's no blood. It's in not, it. That, that's what it is. Yeah, it's not,
everyone just fucking drowned.
Yeah, yeah, honestly. But it's
honestly,
not,
not really.
It's not horrifically like, you know, it's not, it doesn't try to be spectacular.
It does
it's
not just, show, in my opinion, people agree, it doesn't really show the horror of war. Yeah. It shows people in fear of their life and struggling to survive, but there's never this moment of like hell on earth.
Mm. Right.
They approach it, but they don't ever quite get there.
And I was talking with my brother about this, and about like not really knowing these people in it. Mm-hmm. And he said, he's like, well, yeah, I mean, he's like, you know, again, like this shows that that part of war, it's like you don't necessarily have time to get to know this person or that person. And I get that. But again, that just strengthens what I'm saying is as an experience, it was like neat. But, you know, what I'm looking for in a movie, I don't really have this kind of anchor. Yeah. So that's where I'm coming from with it. But, you know, but I can, I just wanted to let everybody know out there, if you want to see the movie, if you're debating it, I know you guys still want to see it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to save you the money and act it out. So I'm going to act out. This is the entirety of Dunkirk. Hopefully we have enough time right now.
He's going to condense 2 hours money. Into the end of this podcast.
Close up on me. Ready? Here we go. So anyway, yeah. So now you've seen
that was
90% of the film.
You can recreate the Tom Hardy part by just doing that.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could just do that. But yeah. Anyway, I got such a thrill out of every great actor having a 10-minute look at the sky and get really upset scene. But anyway, no. Anyway, as an experience, it was worth seeing in IMAX. And if you can see it that way, I'd really recommend it. But just in terms of as a
bad guy?
If you're expecting right.
The Luftwaffe?
Water.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah.
Water, really. It's a movie about survival.
And like her and like the thing I really like about it is like Christopher Nolan got to make this $200 million movie on Warner Brothers dime. So here's this crazy huge British perspective that we usually don't see from like Hollywood blockbusters.
Yeah, true.
So
yeah.
It's like the ending of the movie is like hoorah Britain. There's no America. There's no Germany. France is like barely in it. Yeah. It kicks aside. So it's like
the camera is focused on the British and literally no one else. That it is like.
But I love
and it's all British
that's
actors. Cool.
That's a story I don't know much about.
So yeah.
Because I've seen what the beaches in Normandy look like a thousand different ways, but I've never heard of Dunkirk.
But I'm ready for it again.
Yeah. Call of Duty, Normandy. World War II.
Do you remember Kojima was going to do the game he wasn't going to make, or that he almost made?
Yeah, Metal Gear, like...
He was going to have it be about Cobra Unit during the beaches of Normandy, that fight.
Why the boss gives birth to Ocelot
or something
the beach at Normandy.
Do we know that for sure?
I believe that happens. Right. Sorrow helps her out.
Podcast question of the week. Was that theory confirmed? Is that her son?
Kojima he squeezed my butt and he told me.
Yeah.
He whispered it.
Oh my God. Nice.
Is it hot, Sean? Are you getting warm in here?
Good night.